Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Can I help you?
Yeah. My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. Would you happen to be a registered voter?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. And so you're a registered voter. Thank you. And English is your preferred language?
Yes.
And female? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan,
Arizona.
Nevada? Arizona? Thank you.
Arizona. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And just to make sure we're getting, input from all different ages, can I please have just the birth year?
No.
Okay.
But it's in the 60s. In the 60s decade. How's that?
Okay. That'll work. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's see. So in the 60s, I could put that. Okay, 1960.
I'm over 55. How's that?
That's okay. That'll work. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
Most certain to vote.
Most certain. Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? And it could be anything you say, that's what I will put. So what do you feel is the most important issue?
The illegal immigration, open borders.
Okay. Illegal immigration, border, illegal immigration, border, and you said?
The open borders are causing the illegal immigration.
Okay. Thank you. And
yep.
Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means the chances you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. I'm sorry, 0 means there's no chance. So Joe Biden?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
0.
0. Thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. And moving on, and thinking about the elections this November, if elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
In my district, definitely a Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallegos or Republican Kerry Lake?
Kerry Lake.
Thank you. And whom do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
What do you think? Are you kidding?
See, I have my I can't share my opinions, but
I know,
but
I know what you're gonna say.
Though.
But Donald Trump, let me tell you why. Because mm-hmm. I live in Arizona, and
our
city has been ruined mm-hmm. with crime and rape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's underreported because they're not caught, and nobody reports it. So
our city
is ruined. Completely ruined. So everybody's activated now, and everybody's mm-hmm. pissed, and this is it. We're done. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No. And thank you. And that's exactly what
it's like. Democrats keep saying that they care about women, and they don't realize how many rapes in our city have occurred mm-hmm. in this past year, and they don't give a
shit.
They claim they care about women's rights and our right to choose, but they don't mm-hmm. give a shit. Everybody. Women are getting any race, and they don't care.
And I understand. I mean, in my city that I've lived in my whole life, I think that I would have the better knowledge of what's going on there. And likewise,
that's
you probably you have.
I bought a gun for the first time in my life 2 months ago. I've never in my life owned a gun, and you know I'm over 55. Okay?
Right, yeah.
But what has happened to people I know is scary as hell, and mm-hmm. nobody is reporting on it.
Right, that's weird. So yeah, I'm gonna.
No,
of course, you're,
it's not weird. It's like they don't want people to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't want people to know.
Right. I wonder why. You know, they wouldn't want people to know. I guess I just don't know the motives.
Yeah. So tell me how old you are between 20 and 40.
Well, I'll tell you my
age.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm 48.
Okay. So you know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. I know a lot. I'm a news junkie and everything, so I keep up with things. It's just really hard to bite my tongue sometimes.
I know,
yeah.
But you were educated at the right time. See, now kids aren't being educated. So
yeah,
you're 48.
I've seen the changes. I've seen the changes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen.
Okay.
Definitely different times. So you say Donald Trump now somewhat more or much more?
What do you say that again? I'm sorry.
Okay, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden?
Immigration, Donald Trump,
Donald Trump. Now, is somewhat more or much more?
Much more. Are
Thank
you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I have to ask. Please indicate whether you strongly strongly agree.
People
somewhat,
are upset.
Yeah,
I just want you to know.
A lot going on in the world.
Yeah.
A lot going on. So
yeah,
hard.
And we're sending all the money to a different country instead of taking care of our own people. But go ahead, I'm sorry. I digress.
Yeah, no, I understand. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree in each of the following statements. Let's see. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Okay.
Or you can also have the somewhat options.
Ask it again.
Yeah, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Okay, first of all, they're tricking us into thinking that they're being targeted. Nobody's being targeted in any deportation raid. So I strongly disagree. That's a trick question.
Let me read it. Let me see what the President
there
Biden...
There are zero deportation raids in Arizona. Zero.
Oh, I see. So you strongly disagree. Gotcha.
I know this because my friend's daughter is Border Patrol in Yuma, and you have no idea the stories that are coming out of Yuma. But go ahead.
No, I've been to Arizona. I don't know what the border's like there, but I've
Look
been to
Yuma.
Phoenix
Look
and
up Yuma.
Mesa. Yeah.
Okay,
I will. You know, after this conversation, I'm going to take a look.
You know Mesa. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, I know Mesa, huh? And what's that? Mesa and there's another one. I forgot what it is. I think it's like Red Rock or something like that. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. There's also the somewhat options. I just want you to know if you're like not so
I know.
Strong about
this. No, but I'm
strong.
You know I'm strong about this.
I feel your what can I
and let
say
me tell you something.
Your determination.
I'm Hispanic, just so you know, so it's not a racist thing.
No, I know, you're just being fair. I get it, and that's fine. Like I said, it's the good thing about America is we respect each other's opinions, and I definitely
hopefully
respect yours for sure. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals from vulnerable migrants.
Okay. Can you repeat that again, please?
Yep. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
So they're concerned that their migrant arrivals, so they want to prioritize legalizing the migrant arrivals. Strongly disagree. You see what they're doing? Okay.
Strongly disagree. I'm listening to you, and I can see that you're you're very intelligent. I will say that.
No, I'm not, but thank you.
Well, you do pay attention to things. So that was a strongly
disagree.
Disagree. Okay. Thank you. And then we have, I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree? And we have the somewhat options.
Protect them from what?
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Let's see. Yeah, that's the question.
Strongly disagree because protect them from what? From the IRS? No.
Okay.
So I strongly disagree because that question is a trick question.
You know, now that you mention it, like I just read, so I try to keep it very simple
They want us to think that they're being injured, and they're not. So they ask these general questions, right? Mm-hmm. But protection from what? They don't want to tell you. Well, let me tell you, if it's protection from the IRS, I don't want to protect them from the IRS because I'm not protected from the IRS. If they want to protect them from crime, no, because I'm not protected from crime. So I strongly disagree.
Thank you.
They need to be more detailed in that question.
You know what? I might give some feedback if I can. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to American citizens.
Protect them from what? Again, they don't tell you, so I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
So protect them from what? Illegal activity? Because I'm not protected from illegal activity, so I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
If I'm not protected,
mm-hmm.
nobody is protected. So I strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more likely or less likely to vote for him in 2024 election. Let's see the first one. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
First of all, you can't guarantee that they're going to contribute to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second of all, they're asking the same question, but instead of protected, right? So,
uh-huh.
So what are my options again? They just changed one word.
Okay, so this question, what they're asking is whether it would make you more likely or less likely to vote for President Biden.
Less likely. Less likely.
Thank you. Much less likely or somewhat.
Yep, much less likely.
Thank you. A program that
It's all a trick. The government is tricking all of us. Go ahead.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
What are my choices again?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Much less likely.
Perfect. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
No. I don't care what he says. I'm not voting for him because he's ruined our country, so much less likely. It has nothing to do with the immigrants, okay? It has to do with his policy. So much less likely. I'm an immigrant. Right. I am an immigrant. Go ahead.
You're focused on the what? Yeah, the question is focused on what President Biden. Right. Of course, I get it. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make us like him after he's ruined us. Go ahead.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experience an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much less likely. There's not one country that has dangerous conditions. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
No, it's all BS. Much less likely. I don't want any more laws passed by this crazy man. Much less likely.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Again, much less likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. So we have the somewhat and very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is this concerning?
Name one thing he said that's racist. One thing.
No, I can't.
One thing. Nobody can do anything. Because they just tell us that he said racist thing, and nobody can quote one racist thing he's ever said. But they put in they brainwash us to believe it. So please repeat my options.
Okay, very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Okay, and the question again?
Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Right, so my answer isn't saying that it's not true, it's just saying that I don't care. Notice how they frame the question? Okay, so
Let me read it.
So that makes me sound like I'm a racist because I'm not concerned. Huh? Okay, go ahead.
I'm listening to you, and it's always interesting to hear people's different perspective. And I learn a lot by talking to people.
There's no answer saying that that's not a true statement. We can't give an answer saying that's not a true statement. We have to acknowledge that it's a true statement and just tell you that we're not concerned.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But go ahead.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform. Oh, I'm sorry. Make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is this very concerning or not at all concerning?
Do you mind repeating that one?
Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Thank you. And then Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
See, that's another trick question.
Bill Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S.
I don't
U.S.
want pathway to citizenship. So, whatever answer I choose, it implies that I want a pathway to citizenship.
Okay. So you can, let's see.
Put not at all concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
not at all concerned.
Thank you. And by the way, we're almost done. Thank you. I really appreciate
your
time.
Okay, I'm cooking. I'm cooking while you do all that. Don't worry.
Oh, great. I like to cook. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own views, even if neither is exactly right. So which approach comes closer to your own views when it comes to immigration? Let's see. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which approach comes closer to your own view?
Number one, I just want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That you can tell who's paying for this poll by making it sound like Biden is the good guy and Trump is the bad guy. All right?
See?
So I agree with Trump's side on this question. But notice how they're asking it. You know, he wants raids, and the other one just wants to be compassionate.
Let's see if we must create
order. That's BS.
So I've lived in the country for, but you know, I've never really taken a look at it that way. You're explaining it to me, but I'm going to take a better look at it. So Donald Trump.
So Biden creates this chaos, right? And he wants to blame Trump for chaos.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I definitely am going to write some things down that you've told me just so I can look at. Are you somewhat closer with Donald Trump's approach or much closer?
Yes, Donald Trump's approach, because that was a trick question.
Okay, thank you. And then we have, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for presidents were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
And, what relationship do you have to them? Are they your friends or acquaintance, coworkers, family members?
I hire them to build stuff for me.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, a friend, acquaintance, so coworker, family member, yes.
Acquaintance,
okay. That'll work. Thank you. And let's see, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? YouTube, you can pick as many answers as you'd like here. YouTube.
Okay.
Instagram. OANN. WhatsApp. Univision. TikTok, Fox News channel or website, Facebook, MSNBC, or other major network channels or websites, Spanish language radio programs, or, which ones of these do you use or are you in tune with to get your,
So they don't ask about Twitter? Interesting.
Twitter.
I wonder why.
Yeah, because they're taking that. Should I take it out of here?
They ask about Instagram and Facebook because Zucker is a friend of Biden,
mm-hmm.
but they don't ask about Twitter because they hate Elon Musk because he's putting out uncensored news. Notice what they're doing. So my answer is Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Twitter, okay.
And YouTube.
YouTube, okay.
Yep, I don't watch the news.
Okay, that'll work. Perfect. Thank you. And finally, I'll just ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. And from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? I think you said, no, I didn't hear what you said, but you did tell me you're from your immigrants or something like that, right? But
yes.
Not where, though.
I'm a Cuban refugee.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean, it's not cool, but I mean, it's nice to be at a different type of...
We lost everything. We lost everything, mm-hmm. and they killed my father. They shot him. I mean, my father and my uncle.
Oh, my God.
They shot him in the
horrible.
Head. Yep. In front of my cousins, they shot him in the head because he was against the government.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
What year was this in?
This is in 1962.
Wow, tough times, huh? And then to get over here must have been rough, too. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English? More English and Spanish? Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English?
More English and Spanish.
More English and Spanish. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a registered independent.
Independent. Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Neither. They're both wicked.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
University.
University. 4-year degree?
Yes.
Thank you. And your religion? Do you practice any religion?
Catholic.
Baptist, Christian. Okay, Catholic. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisors, can I just have your, am I speaking with Lillian?
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you. And that concludes the survey. But, thank you, Lillian. Can I call you Lillian?
Listen.
Thank you.
You've been so patient.
No, but I really appreciated your opinions and your views just because they're a little different from others and because you actually live in the situation that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Which, a lot of people, when they're not there, their opinions are, you know, it's really different. So I really respect that, and thank you for all
thank
the feedback.
You.
Appreciate it. You educated me today. So thank you, ma'am.
And you did this very well. I usually hang up on these things. You're very good.
Well, it was interesting. It was interesting to me. It was very interesting. So thank you. Thank you.
You're good at this. Okay.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful evening.
And have a good year. And I hope everything gets better for you.
Yeah, you too, man. Let's win the lottery.
Let's win the lottery. All right. Good night. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.